This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Welcome to the program on this first day of the week. As Ron McDonald once said, it's a moon day. It is the 25th of November, 2013. 30 days left till I don't know what. 30 days left for Christmas shopping, I guess. I don't know. Ho, ho, ho. How the hell are you?
I'm doing excellent. By the way, happy Turkey Week.
Yeah. It is something like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I was looking around here, and I am always amazed how some people just can't understand that this government we have is a corporation. It only deals with corporate entities. That's why it had to make you and I a corporate entity. You know, that citizen of the United States. So, you know, we can be there for their benevolence and handouts. And what do they call that, Ron? Benefit?
Yeah, compelled benefit.
Now there is a new twist. Compelled benefit. So if I don't want to have the benefit, I'm going to be compelled to it?
That's the way the game works.
And so is this what is happening with Obama don't care?
That is Obama don't care. That's the theory behind it. Compelled benefit for the happy Americans.
So, if I couldn't afford health insurance before, the government getting involved in that, and of course they're lying through their teeth, it was the insurance companies that drew this up. By the way, I don't know, and nobody has picked this up. This network was one of the few places that you could hear this, that actually, you know, national health care, it's not a new idea. It's been around for a long, long time. Tricky Dick, that's Richard M. Nixon, Richard Milhouse, I am not a crook Nixon, was actually talking about it back in 1974 before they threw him out of office, I guess for being a crook. So I'm looking at this, and other people were involved as well. And we have news stories posted I just want people to understand that the Republicans, oh, well, these damn Tea Parties, these Republicans, these extremists, as the left now, I just don't know why they just don't declare themselves Communist Party USA and just get it over with. I mean, because this Democrat and democracy thing is, I don't know. I think the Republican form of government, I think the Republicans think it's their government. But it was the Genoveses and the Gambinos. They were both in on the fix. The think tanks were, the conservative Republican think tanks were in on the creation of Obamanation Care, or Obama I don't care, or Obama don't care. Call it what you will. But I want to understand that I couldn't afford health insurance before, and now I'm going to be compelled, I think that's the word that you use, compelled, yeah, for something I really can't afford. Because I can't afford double the premiums, and I can't afford double the deductible, and I can't afford their health insurance. Of course, if I stay relatively healthy, my money will be used to take care of other people that I don't even know, and I could give a hoot less about. Call that callous, call it what you will. But don't call me...
I call it robbery.
Well, yeah. I can think of some other colorful selective terms that I could use as well, but this compelled thing, you know, I want to get my mind wrapped around this because, well, it's an interesting concept. So if they can compel me to buy health insurance, then they can compel me to only buy toilets that only hold so many gallons in a tank. Oh, no, wait a minute, they're already.
They would never do that, John.
Okay, well, geez, now I feel safe. From the toilet Al-Qaeda. I feel safe from that area. Okay. At least my keister is safe as it's... Yeah. So I'm pretty safe in Uncle Sam's hands, right? They would never compel me to do anything that would be damaging to myself or my economic condition, right?
John, I think you're just upset because you have the same statutory rights as your neighbors.
And I never built any statues of my neighbors. Now, come on. Wait a minute. Are you comparing me to the unwashed, uneducated masses? Are you telling me that's how my government looks at me? I take exception to that. I am dumber than the next guy. And I reserve that right to be that way. So take your compelling argument and stick it where the compilations don't shine. I don't know. But this is crazy.
You know, this is like, remember the old gambling halls, you know, and there's always a guy in there cheating. Well, this is where you go and sit down to what you believe is an honest table, America, and they rip you off. They're cheating. They're taking your money without giving you any benefits. And what I mean benefits, real rights that you determine whether you want or not.
Oh, well, and you know, I'm starting to hear some words that on the surface, and it's coming out of some libertarians' mouths as well as other people, is, you know, there's a lot of things that the state should decide.
Oh, geez.
Uh-huh, yeah. What, oh gosh, with a statement like that, just an open-ended statement for someplace like Oregon, Washington, or California, what does that mean to you, Ron McDonald?
That means total... I would say it actually means giving up total authority of the people to the state and having a nanny state. Well, we do have a nanny state.
But
it takes care of our every need, doesn't it?
Well, okay, so all I have to do is take advantage of the compelled benefit and I'll be okay?
Oh, you'll be happy. And you know, I hope you're in line to get your Obama phone when they were given out.
Well, I mean, AT&T charges me $120 for my wife's cell phone and my cell phone a month. You mean I can get a free phone from Obama?
Yeah. See, you're not taking advantage of the real nature of government, and that's your fault. You can't blame anyone else.
Gosh, I feel so gypped. You mean I've been working all these years, suffering under the delusion that if I work hard, I stay honest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. You're one of the people that work. You're not entitled to the Obama phone.
No, that's not fair. Okay, so, all right. So what if I do this? What if I go hit up a bunch of females, start a whole bunch of families and babies? Can I get kickbacks from the welfare?
Are you working?
I can make myself not work.
Oh, then join the group, yeah.
Oh.
You'll be one of the first to get the Obama phone from those who previously worked.
Now we're getting someplace. Okay, what else do I have to do?
Well, you have to sign up for welfare. You have to get your free food.
Okay.
And you may go for HUD and get your free rent.
Okay.
You can go for SSI and even collect on that.
Now, is there anything I have to do, like park my pride or, you know?
Oh, there's no shame in this.
Oh, well then, well, hell, I'm all set then. Thank you, Ron McDonald, and watch out for that Hamburglar. We'll be back. Papa's got a brand new bag, man.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, I am back. Where's my Obama phone?
You know, to be fair, John, not everyone who has taken the advantage of the COMPEL benefits are there by choice. You know, some have lost their jobs, their homes, and everything else. But the majority, I would say, you're probably upset at the majority because they found a way to get the entitlement. and have you pay for it too.
I don't know if I'm. I don't know if that's the proper term. Upset. It's a it's a practice the federal government does, that they figured that it's okay to lay and collect taxes, and that is legal and constitutional, right, Ron?
Not really.
Here we go.
See, the taxation is on an international level. That's for merchants, and we can get into that entire process, what the taxation is. However, the United States is foreign to every citizen within every state. You must know that. We all do know that, I'm sure of it. And we are citizens just the same as those citizens of Rome, and we were never meant to pay taxes. If you look at the beginning of this country, all land was owned by land patent. No one could ever tax that land. It was promised to the people. It was a place where they sustained their life, they raised their families, they grew their food, everything else. This was the nature of America. Is that one could live without taxation on whatever they labored for and their property. Could not be even leaned by a bank. Well, here we are today, and everything we do is a tax. It doesn't matter what you do. It's a tax. Whether you, if you want to become a salesman, a car salesman, you have to have a license. You have to pay the tax there. You have to pay the tax on the income. Income, the original defining that income was coming in from another country. That's in your older encyclopedias where define income as that gain coming in from a foreign country. We're no longer, we're without homes right now. Uh-huh. If one were to really look at what has happened in America, you're without a home because where you are is being taxed, so you're just a renter and you're not there. And that's not even regarding everything I wrote in the book.
So the guys in the military, they use that term as well, incoming. But that generally means that if it's on target, you're human confetti and you're not long for this mortal coil. Right. You got to go.
Yeah, and the incoming is coming from a foreign area, isn't it? A foreign country. You have incoming coming in. Yeah, we've been outwitted.
Well, They've done a pretty masterful job at it, but here's my problem. And I watched this a little bit earlier today. Let me see if I can dial this up quickly. There is a gentleman that evidently got caught fishing in Montana, and well, he didn't have a license. So here's this guy sitting in court. And he's dealing with this judge. Now, you could just about guess how the judge is going along with this. She isn't. Mm-hmm. Found him in contempt, threw him in jail. Well, they had a special hearing. They pull him back out of jail, put him in his courtroom. And he starts up again. Now, the judge stands up and says, "Excuse me, I'm going to be gone a minute." And she leaves. She leaves the courtroom. She is now in the hallway, along with her sheriff's deputies, just standing there. And tells everybody, calls into the courtroom, "You need to clear the courtroom." So the guy that they just got out of jail walks out of the courtroom and gets in a car and leaves. So I'm like, okay, how does that work? See, and here's the deal. This is what really upsets me. And this is what I used to get really bent out of shape about, because you know, it's all fine and dandy to learn the art of self-protection. You know, when you purchase a gun and you want to use that for self-defense. Now, there's a couple different ways that you can have self-defense. You can hire somebody to defend you, okay? You can hire a gun, generally called mercenaries or six gun, whatever. And you can hire that. They usually call them bodyguards or security. Now, you can hire somebody to protect you, or you have the legal and moral authority to do it yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why can't that apply if I catch on to the game and they've turned me into a corporate entity? a citizen of the United States, and yada, yada, yada. The old Jewish yada, yada, yada thing. Why are they so upset when I tell them that, look, I'm not that person, that corporate fiction you've made up. I'm the real guy. You know, here I am in the flesh and blood. And, you know, I'm out of here. Why can they not respect that? Why do they then want to throw you in jail? Wait a minute here. Shouldn't I be awarded? Shouldn't I be given a gold star? Shouldn't I get a little pat on the judge from the judge on my little head going, nice job, Johnny. Here's the door. Here's your get-out-of-jail-free card. Shouldn't I be at least congratulated, if nothing else?
Well, you would think so. But, you know, I was in, when I first started out in law, I went to the court. I wanted to learn all the procedures in court. And there was some guy in there, and I forget what the issue was, but the prosecuting attorney says, "But, Your Honor, he has a checkbook." Now, it passed over everyone's head, but it became a curiosity to me. It was a puzzle to me. And what the prosecutor was saying is, this man's in commerce just like everyone else. Having a checkbook brings you into commerce. You go into a store and you get a receipt, a merchant's receipt. You've paid for something. You're buying, you're selling in commerce. And we just don't know that. Most of us don't know that. We're oblivious to the fact that every time we move in society, we're in mercantile law. That's where the control comes, and the judges know that. They're taught, as an attorney, to take the bar within any state. The first thing they tell you in law school is apply commerce to every one of your questions.
Now, let me... I'm getting some crosstalk. Make yourself a note and put it on your computer screen. It's right there, but we forgot to do it. Okay. This, I'm going to play this for you after the break. Now, if any of you out there know Glenn Beck or know his motivations, please tell me what the hell they are. Because out of this drug-addled, stewed by alcohol and drugs of yesteryear, I think this guy's left and right hemispheres of his brain might as well be in two different bodies. I think this guy is the flytrap. He is the glue that gets people on their way to freedom. Now, this was actually, these are YouTubes from this guy, and they were actually put on the Blaze website. And then they go about laughing their heads off. One guy commented, he said, "I heard this event while smoking a cig in my car listening to the Glenn Beck on the radio. He and the laughing hyenas of his program were satisfied to make fun of the guy's appearance instead of learning from his examples and words." That's not what Glenn Beck is there to do. He is there to make you feel good, like there's a voice in the wilderness. He's for freedom and liberty and I don't know what, Mormonism? I don't know. We'll play the clip when we get back. I think you'll find this rather interesting.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where.
As soon as I can bring this up. Am I the only one? It seems that the computers are loading slower and slower and slower. Must be my imagination. This was actually on KBZK.com. And this is in Bozeman, Montana, the KBZK television station in Bozeman, Montana. And they did a story about this and put it on their site. But we actually have the raw footage of the proceedings. Ron, I think you're going to enjoy this.
The defendant, Ernie Wayne Tertogen, he is not represented by counsel here today. Mr. Tertogen has been charged with 2 misdemeanor offenses, which we'll be trying today.
I must object. I am not the name that he is referring to. I am the living man. The name that Mr. Riley refers to, ma'am, is held by the state in all capital letters and is identified by the state on the state's driver's license, ma'am. I am not the all capital fiction. I am the living man whose mark is that of life. It is called a signature, and the nature of that sigil, ma'am, is the living person. It is never in all capital letters.
Mr. DeCalvin, you will allow Mr. Riley to continue,
ma'am,
to avoid there, and you will have a...
I must object, ma'am. without proper evidence of oath and bond as required, and I am backed, ma'am, by 20 United States Supreme Court cases to this end. It should have been brought to my hand more than a month ago, and no evidence has been brought forward of any competency of any of this. I have to speak for myself, ma'am. No one here is capable of doing it, and particularly those that are bar or non-bar. They can only speak, ma'am, to the legal. My interest is to forfend my person's living name.
Your Honor, this is an improper objection in violation of the motion in limine.
The objection is, Mr. Talbot, you are not to interrupt Mr. Riley again.
Ma'am?
He gets has his 30 minutes. Then you will have...
Who can tell the living man in a commercial event such as this...
Sir?
Who has the right to tell the living man when he can speak and when he cannot speak, what sounds he can make and what sounds he cannot make? He is addressing British law, ma'am. He is a minister on behalf of Great Britain.
I'm going to hold you in contempt if you continue to disrupt this.
Ma'am, without oath and bond, contempt has already been established here.
30 days in jail, or you will be removed.
In face of all these witnesses, ma'am, where is the evidence of oath and bond, ma'am? Look.
How do you continue to disrupt?
The requirement is right here, ma'am.
Okay.
It is through all ranks of the court, ma'am. I have done due diligence and due process, ma'am. Eye to eye, I faced those who would come against me. I communicated properly. I backed up my work. I backed up the research. It's nice and neat. And I have total failure. I have total incompetency of the court because there is no evidence of Mr. Riley's office, nor of yours, ma'am, nor of this lady's here, nor even the fine police officers that are here today. I have nothing to work with now. Now I'm out here hanging over the abyss. I must make my own way.
And you will be allowed that. But allow Mr. Riley...
Why, please, give me an honorable answer. Is a British recognized esquire asking questions in an American courtroom? Why is title of nobility applied behind this gentleman's name that is recognized as being banned from our country in the 1789 Constitution? Is nobody going to stand for our Constitution?
Allow this. I'm telling you.
I cannot, ma'am. In honor of the Constitution of the United States, I cannot allow a man who carries British recognition for the purposes of British ministerial law to continue to persecute me. I cannot, ma'am. I have to honor the founders, ma'am. I honor the memory of those who fought and died that we could be free of this very type of thing.
You'll be taken to up to the jury room where you may watch the proceedings.
Stand up.
I have reminded you...
If I stand up, I give you recognition.
Please stand up.
All right.
Stand up.
No, pick me up. I cannot give you recognition. I'm constrained by the United States Constitution of 1789. Sir... You're a Bozeman native. What are you doing back in a British recognition? Should be ashamed of yourself. Gentlemen, this is an overthrow of the 1789 Constitution, an overthrow of the Bill of Rights. It is an overthrow of Title 26 United States Code, and above all, it is an overthrow of universal law. Would one of you remove my bow tie and return it to somebody in the crowd, please, so that it doesn't disappear from this place?
We'll take care of that in a moment. Okay?
See to it, my stuff makes it back in my bag. I do have a duly appointed court representative, ma'am. He has made his way through everything.
Okay.
He will speak as my voice.
So they take him out of the place into an area that he can watch this on a video monitor. Right? Okay. All fine and dandy. Well, not really. Here's the second part to this.
No, ma'am. I stand as myself and speak for myself in myself. I am not the trustee over the old calf's name that you're operating on.
But you're here in court today because you were charged with some charges.
I'm here in court today because I am making a special visitation. This is not an appearance, only spirits appear. Living men, living persons make special visitation. That's why I'm here, to make sure that you guys don't tender my truthful, proper name.
Still live at 28 Flying Eagle in Manhattan?
That is a storage unit that I sleep in from time to time.
All right.
I live in myself in this body. I am the living man.
Mr. DeFalgate, you were here. You were seen by Mr. Putz on 9/3/13, and you asked, at that time he appointed you a public defender. Did you apply for the public defender?
What use have I for a voice of ruin? They can only speak fictitious legalese to you. I speak natural living man's English to you. It's called common English. That's the only thing that I work in.
That's fine.
There will be no legalese used here.
Well, you were charged on the 31st of August of 2013 with obstructing a police officer in violation of 457.302. You were also charged on the same date with resisting arrest in violation of 457.301 of the Montana Code.
Those men were charged by me right back by staging an overthrow of the Constitution of 1789, an overthrow of the Bill of Rights, an overthrow of my rights to forage for food as a natural living person who was in hunger. I was searching for something to put in my stomach, as I am recognized to be allowed to do by universal law, has nothing to do with your corporate fiction. They violated everything, and furthermore, for your knowledge, they violated Judge Holly Brown's Title 26 United States Code ruling, which I went before her and prevailed on 21st March 2011. EPO 9-58A is the case number wherein she evidenced that I am not a taxpayer because I am not a federal citizen. Federal law trumps state law at every turn. I have 9 judge rulings to that end, and that trumps state law. I am not registered crap. I am the living man, and I have the right to forage for food when I'm hungry.
All right. But you're here on different charges.
This is
not
what
Holly
stands.
Brown's courtroom.
Ma'am, you can argue this all day long. You're operating on corporate fiction.
I'm telling you, you're here on some charges which were filed in Three Forks.
I do not understand those charges.
Number one, you keep interrupting me, and I'm going to charge you with contempt, and you'll go to jail.
All contempt of court is spelled C-O-N-N. I know about conning. That's navigation.
Sir,
contempt is the storm.
I said, be
don't
quiet until I get
don't
through.
Don't touch me. You ain't a gun. Don't
officer,
you touch me. I am the living man protected by universal law.
You keep talking, and you're going to be charged with contempt, and you're going to go to jail.
You have already contempted this place.
No, I told you I would.
You're
if you
trying
didn't
to get down here. These are the living witnesses to what you're trying to do. You are trying to create a fictitious, fraudulent action. You are trying to bilk the Federal Reserve by securitizing in all caps, commercialized name, and notifying them that they are standing in debt now.
We'll pick this up right after the break. There's a couple minutes left in this, and then I'm going to get Ron McDonald's take on this. I hope he's been taking some notes. John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759,
818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
All right. The man's name is Ernie Tettelgut, and he is a natural living man. A little bit more background on this, in case you haven't figured this one out yet. It was a packed courtroom. He's a Manhattan guy. He says he's been wrongfully prosecuted for trying to feed himself. What was he doing? He was fishing without a license. 52 years old, arrested on Monday, the 22nd, I do believe. That was what? Last Monday? I think this happened last week. At any rate, he appeared before the judge via video from the Gallatin County Detention Center. He appeared subdued and respectful before the Justice of the Peace during Tuesday's court session, which went very differently than his court appearance earlier in the month, where the Three Forks City Judge, Wanda Drush, got into a heated exchange. And he argued that the court did not have the authority to charge him citing natural law. He told the judge, "You're trying to create a fictionist fraudulent action. I'm a living man protected by natural law." He then yelled, "Don't tell me to shut up. I am the living natural man, and my voice will be heard." I do believe he says that here in just about a second.
"If you touch me, you will violate natural law. Do not come near me. I am protected by the land. Do not tell me to shut up. I am the living natural man, and my voice will be heard. That is the Jolly Roger. That thing you call the American flag with the gold fringe around it is the Jolly Roger, and you are acting as one of his privateers.
Okay. You're here on the charge of arrest.
I'm here by a special visitation.
Right.
And I've never let you get away with this. You bet I'm here.
To each charge could be up to a $500 fine, up to 6 months in jail.
I do not understand any charges. I only understand universal law and the right to live.
Well,
to live in peace
guilty.
And to live as I need to.
You pled not guilty in this.
I never plead. Animals plead. Sound like bah, oink, oink.
I have a paper with your signature on it, sir.
It says prime evidence standing right through it. You bring forward all natural forms of evidence that I'm not prime evidence. I am the living soil. The dirt, the water, and the air has its own voice, does it not? It all supports
sir?
Forms of life, does it not? I am a part of that life. I am not your corporate fiction.
Sir?
Do not danger me.
You're here today on an omnibus hearing. You've already pled not guilty.
I am here by special visitation to see to it that you do not danger my natural living man's name.
Are you prepared
That's why
to tell
I'm
the
here.
Court if you wish to go to trial on this matter?
This is a trial. Tell
no,
me it's
this
not.
Isn't a trial.
Here's my
this
jury
is an
of my peers.
Hearing, sir.
You cannot produce a jury of my peers because all juries are selected from a pool of registered voters, and the instant a person registers to vote, their natural ability as a peer to comprehend natural law has been dissolved and turned into fiction. There cannot be raised a jury of my peers. It cannot.
Now, this is where it gets rather interesting. Now, the judge is talking to one of the, ironically, sheriff's deputies. They've turned them into the class clowns and the jailers and the paperwork shufflers and the little guards in the administrative courts. This is where it gets rather fascinating.
Excuse me for just a moment.
No way. Get back here and finish this. Hey, get back here and finish this. The judge has left the courtroom. There you go.
You won.
Yeah.
There is nobody in this courtroom.
I'm
the witness. The judge has
yeah.
walked out.
The judge has walked out. Everybody
I
up
said
and
no
out.
Excuse.
Everybody up and out.
I'm not letting
up and out.
That's it.
Up and out. Up and out. Follow the man.
Thank you.
The judge actually was standing in the hallway. They all walked right past her.
I've seen it before.
All right, they're
abandoned the court.
They are all going outside, and at this point, they pile into a SUV and they drive off. Ron, what did you think about that?
Well, first of all, my hat's off to the man. He's very tenacious. There was one thing he stated right from the start, and he said that the practice under English law, the barristers and that. I've researched that, and I've asked others who have used that and sold that aspect in their courses and that, disprove that that's truly a fact that our legal system is after the barristers of England. I've yet to have anyone actually prove that to me. But regardless of that, the man was very right on point. He knew the difference between lawful and legal. And that difference is, and I'll give you just a little thing, is that you can have a legal fraud, but you can never have a lawful fraud. That's really the difference. Legal is in form only. Lawful is both form and substance. The judge was not, you could see she had absolutely no authority in that court. She pretended like she did, but she had lost authority as soon as this man took control of her court. He actually became the judge in that situation. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, and he basically, yeah, he kept telling her, you don't have any jurisdiction here.
No.
And you're a privateer here. You're flying your colors. They're sitting right next to you, the American flag with a gold fringe on it.
And that's right. You know, the law under which that flag was developed, you know, the enaction of the Constitution, recognized that all the states had common law and that the federal government had not even adopted, could not adopt the common law because it was for domestic. And the federal government was created for international, you know, which would be facing out, the states facing in. So he was right in that respect. He understood the principles of commerce and, again, a very courageous man.
I wonder why Glenn Beck thought him so humorous and so funny.
Oh, he was by no means humorous.
I wasn't laughing.
Do you know the Supreme Court has already determined that in order to win a case, one must stand on their naked rights. To do anything else, to bend anywhere else, you'll lose. This man stood on his naked rights. Now, did the judge actually leave the court completely?
Yes, she did. She said, "I'll be back in a moment." She wasn't coming back. She walked. She abandoned that courtroom. And at that point in time, he just looked around and he says, "She's left. I'm leaving as well." And he got up, and they all filed right past her. It was a small hallway.
Wow.
Maybe two average shoulder widths, man's width wide. And she was standing there in the hallway with one of her deputies. They were practicing that administrative stuff. And they all walked right past her. They went outside, got in an SUV. Nobody came to arrest him. Nobody threatened with arrest or pulling out cuffs or tasers or anything else. Toward the end of this, one of the sergeants was looking a little bit bemused, a little bit befuddled. He didn't understand what was going on. But you could see where he was understanding a little bit of it. He knew words like Constitution. He understood when he was talking about, you're trying to compel me to do this, and he said, "You turn me into this fictional, all capitalized." That sergeant knew what he was talking about.
Yeah. I see no humor in this. I'm surprised if Glenn Beck had laughed at it and may have thought this guy was a little wacko, but he was not. He was right on point.
He was
all the way through this.
He was being rather polite as well, from what I could determine. The answers, they judges and prosecutors don't like this. You could hear the prosecutor in there. You know, this suited up character that never learned law, but learn procedure, and evidently not that well. But Your Honor, this is an objection that shouldn't be allowed. Well, yeah, because he was questioning the validity of the court and why he was there. He was pointing out the administrative crap that they pull on everybody, and see, you're not supposed to know that stuff. You're not supposed to argue. How does it feel, folks? The administrative law has taken over. Look what they have built. Look what they're commanding you to do. At any given turn, you do not own yourself anymore. You don't have any natural or God-given rights. You only get what they're willing to give you. And then you better damn well be happy about it. Get down on your knees and kiss their butts. Really? Okay. Let's see how that one goes. We'll take the break here. Jim and Jason, I got you in queue here. 800-313-9443. We'll be back right after the top of the hour break. Hang in there. With